Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Hello?
Hello, this is Betty.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Jibe. Well, hello there.
Oh my goodness, hello, someone's there. Already coughing up a storm. It's not me this time, though. Isn't that surprising?
Merry Christmas, Anthony.
Merry Christmas, Joe. And we are live. This is Anthony live from Studio A in Tampa.
And this is Joe live in Studio B in Chicago.
Wiki, wiki, wick, whack. Betty here. I am your premium lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 290 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, December 25th, 2023. Find us on iTunes, Spotify, Radio for All, and Shyamper Radio. Visit www.chiampa.org. That's chiampa.org. When you're there, click the menu, click programming, then clicky clicky on the Joe and Anthony Show. If you happen to accidentally go to buttholer.com, you will also arrive at our doorstep. Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Anyway, subscribe, add, like, favorite, do it now, damn it. All right, let's get cracking with the TP segment. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Okay, so in that last little part there, did you turn the volume down on the background music?
A little bit. Why?
Because it was coming through very loudly on for me.
Was it now? All right.
Yes.
How, is it better now?
It's better now.
It's better now.
It's
okay.
Perfect.
It may have been a little bit on the high side, so we may find it in post-production, but... Yes, we turned it down a little bit. So anyway, so where the hell am I now?
Oh, I don't know.
Either. I'm really confused. All right. So anyway, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everyone out there that's listening now, which is none of you, or some of you that are going to be listening later. I'm just hoping that our audience is out doing something exciting this Christmas. But yeah, it's been a gray, wet Christmas here in Tampa, and it sounds like it's been the same for you in Chicago.
I posted on Facebook today. It was like, it's a dreary here Christmas.
Dreary Christmas. There you go. So it's been the same thing here, but one of my little presents I got for Christmas was a Raspberry Pi. It was a kit, so it came with a whole bunch of different things in it. So I've been actually going through the kit lately, and I've been having fun with that. So we've done everything from blinky LEDs to adjustable color LEDs to joysticks to servo motors was the last place
had,
I left off at.
If you had a kitty, could you make a kitty project with your Raspberry Pi?
Could I make a kitty project?
Yes.
I'm sure I probably could. Yeah, I'm sure I probably could. There's ways to do that.
If you've made a Raspberry Kitty project, give us a call, and we'll feature it on a future episode here.
Yeah.
At 813-327-8566.
Interesting, yeah. So, I don't know if I'm frightened or intrigued by this concept, but that's okay. So,
You may have stuck probes on Kitty.
Oh, my God. God, I hope not. I hope somebody's not calling us to tell us they stuck probes on their cat. I mean,
well, not in the cat, on the cat,
on the cat, in the cat. I have a feeling.
Be a collar probe.
I have a feeling Kitty would not be very happy with anything stuck into, onto, or even near it half the time, especially if it's a probe.
I've seen kitties
with cameras. Probes, with cameras.
With cameras, yeah, big bulky cameras.
Kitty
underneath.
Cameras, wow.
There's one account that I follow. It's called Mr. Kidders.
Mr. Kidders.
And you see this cat climbing trees, climbing the roof. It's quite amazing.
Quite amazing. Well, maybe we'll get a tracking device and a Raspberry Pi on your kitty, and we can track it all over the Chicagoland area.
That would be fun.
We'll just have to get you a kitty first. So I'll... Just find a random cat on the street to strap it to. How's that sound? You'll adopt a cat. You'll help the homeless cat population. I mean, you're not going to take the cat in because we don't want the cat inside because that's a very boring kind of cat pie project. So if we're going to stick electrodes on and in and around the cat, and if we're going to monitor whatever it's doing, we should probably, you know, set it free outside to wander the streets and the Kennedy and Lower Wacker Drive and find out where Kitty really goes. Maybe we'll find a secret underground kitty den.
Underground
kitty den. So anyway, clearly I'm smoking something tonight because I've just gone off the rails already. We're not even that far into the show. I am smoking. Well, actually, I started the day with Titan. That's what I started the day with, which was a sativa. And now I'm smoking Zrunts. Zrunts. Z-R-U-N-T-S. Zrunts, which is also a sativa. But I also had another enjoyable addition to my day today, which probably is explaining some of the slap happiness, is one of the dispensaries I go to, I believe it is Move, but I could be mistaken, but Mike Tyson has a line that he sells at this dispensary, yes, and he has the Mike Tyson Punch Bites. Which my sister-in-law, who also has her card and enjoys these types of things, has also likes the Punch Bites, and we call them the Mike Tyson Punch Punch because they're like a punch punch because it's really quite good. It's quite uplifting. I know. So I had one of those, and now I'm smoking Zrunts, and clearly I'm just babbling off. So it's up to you, Joe.
Rein it back in, Anthony.
I'm trying, Joe. I'll take another hit of weed.
Merry Christmas, everybody. And happy holidays if you celebrate anything of this nature. For me, this weekend has been really just sort of a productive / lazy / go nowhere kind of weekend. I got my laundry and grocery shopping all done, and
those are nice weekends sometimes.
Exactly.
I enjoyed my 3-day weekend as well, doing the same thing. I left the house for maybe a couple hours on Saturday.
Yes.
And that was it. I've been in the house since Saturday, late Saturday morning.
Yes. Which has allowed me to be completely addicted to Airline Manager 4.
Wow, there you go.
It's a beautiful game of just building your airline with purchasing aircraft and making routes and making money and yeah.
Making money.
It becomes addictive. Yes.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Those progressive games have a tendency to do that to you.
I am currently smoking Mac 1 and Mandarin's Gills, and they're both hybrids. They're both Indica Skybrids.
Skybrids! It's a Skybrid.
Yes. You know, this Christmas, I have avoided almost anything Christmassy.
Okay.
Except for the lights. You know, I mean, the lights are kind of going off in Christmas bulb ways.
All right.
Although you probably can't see that very much.
Not really. We have a tree and ornaments and lights, and I got some lights hanging up around the house. Nothing outside. It's just all inside. I haven't decorated anything outside or anything like that.
Have you ever decorated outside?
No, actually I haven't. More than enough people here to decorate the outside of their house. I'm kind of okay with it, and I don't know. It just seems like it's more of a pain in the ass than it's worth.
maybe the first year that you are fully in Chicago will in your house.
That makes it sound, that will probably even be more of a pain in the ass. Because then it will be cold and likely snowing or raining when I try to see here I've had 70 degree weather and the ability to put lights up in very comfortable conditions, and I'll be able to take them down in very comfortable, and I've never put them up. So I don't know how a 30 or 40 degree drop in temperature and possibly shitty weather is going to motivate me anymore put lights up on the house.
You know, the way weather's been going.
That's true, right?
It's been in the 50s, so who knows?
Insanity. That is insanity.
Anthony, we got any voicemails?
Let me see. No, we have no voicemails.
All right.
Okay.
Well, our chat room is open, and I'm monitoring it at shyampador.org. And our phone lines are ready for you right now. Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Again, that's 813-327-8566. On your cellular mobile phone or slim single line with last number retail.
Yay.
Okay, Anthony, take it away in your weed corner.
Thanks, Joe. Our first marijuana weed story comes from Marijuana Moment from Kyle Yeager. Researchers have published more than 32,000 scientific papers on marijuana over the past 10 years, over 4,000 in 2023, according to an analysis from Normal. Calling into question critics' claims that cannabis is insufficiently studied to be legalized. Normal Deputy Director Paul Arminato said in a blog post that despite claims by some marijuana that has yet to be subject to adequate scientific scrutiny, scientists' interest in studying cannabis has increased exponentially in recent years. It is time for politicians and others to stop assessing cannabis through the lens of what we don't know and instead start engaging in evidence-based discussions about marijuana and marijuana reform policies that are indicative of all that we do know. The idea that cannabis hasn't been studied enough often surfaces in legislative debates in states and in Congress, typically echoed by legislators and officials seeking to block or delay reform. In one key example, while President Joe Biden campaigned on modest cannabis reform, he's justified his long-standing opposition to federal legalization in part by arguing that the issue needs to be further studied. In 2023, marijuana research topics have run the gamut with a mix of private and government-funded studies that have explored usage trends, therapeutic applications, minor cannabinoids, drug substitution, legalization policy implications, and more. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. All right. Mm-hmm. And our next story, weed story, comes from NPR by Deepa Shervam. President Biden issued a wide-reaching proclamation on Friday that further pardons people who have certain convictions related to marijuana under federal and D.C. law, which builds on actions Biden took last year on pardons related to simple possession of marijuana, expanding pardons for things like the offense of use and possession on certain federal lands. The pardon encompasses U.S. citizens and lawful permanent residents who committed or were convicted of simple possession, attempted simple possession, or use of marijuana, regardless of whether the offender has been charged or prosecuted yet. The proclamation does not include pardons for offenses such as possession of marijuana with the intent to distribute, or driving offenses committed while under the influence of marijuana, nor does it cover state convictions. That's it for your weed corner. Back to you, Joe. Yeah, what's
okay,
up, Joe?
Anthony.
Hey, Joe, how's it going, Joe?
Are you ready for today's fun fact, Anthony?
I think we are, Joe.
All right, well, the hashtag symbol is called an octothorpe, Anthony.
Not an octothorpe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, Joe.
The octo prefix refers to the 8 points on the symbol. But it's not clear where the thorpe originated. Some theorize that it comes from the Old English word for village, since the symbol almost looks like a village surrounded by 8 fields.
Oh my goodness.
Wow, wasn't that interesting?
Maybe.
And that was today's fun fact. Just remember, the more you know, and you'll only know at the Joe and Anthony Show.
And that's if you learn anything interesting here. Alrighty.
Alright. I guess Roger needs to take it away.
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
There's Roger.
It's me, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
I am an out of whack and yet somehow still a premium all-purpose robot. Wow. This is your National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. And today is December 25th, 2023. And oh boy, it's Merry Christmas Day, National Pumpkin Pie Day, and what all you language files have been tossing and turning you over. It's Alphabet Day or, no, Hell Day. Wow, let what go twiddle around the small wheel that somehow causes our Anthony to push a button that poops out the letter L from random buttholes everywhere
as the bigger wheel spins.
Yes. Twiddle away, Joe, and push that button, Anthony.
Ooh. So I just savored two gummies. I just savored on
Did
them.
You now?
Like I savored them, like I savored the juices.
Yeah, savored them.
I just savored them.
Like a big savory thing.
Yes.
You savor.
I savored.
All right. Well, Batman smells. Robin laid an egg.
Yes.
The Batmobile lost a wheel. Joker got away. Let's find a wheel to spin around here, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh, super fast spinny wheel. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what happened to that wheel. I think it got repossessed. We'll have to go looking for it. That or it's in pound. I think the last time it landed in a meter space, and we never paid the meter, and I think it got pounded.
Okay.
So we got to go. I think we got to pay a couple $100 to get it out. Hi, Joe. Look at your desk. Tonight, our random news story comes from WPTV, Channel 5, West Palm Beach, and Coach Hot Shorts, and tells us a heartwarming holiday story about a Miami couple. According to a Miami police report, Sandra, 44, jumped on top of her boyfriend while he was on their couch and stabbed him in the right eyelid with a rabies needle that was intended for their dogs because he was looking at other women. The boyfriend called the police and was taken to Jackson Memorial Hospital. Sandra was later found sleeping in her car and taken into custody, telling police her boyfriend's injuries were self-inflicted. She appeared in court earlier this week. A Miami-Dade County Circuit judge ordered her to stay away from her boyfriend and set her bond at $7,500. That's really not really a whole bunch. She was also granted house arrest, allowed out for work, school, medical appointments, and to meet with her lawyer.
But she can't go to church.
I don't know if they want her. She's stabbing people in the eyeball with a rabies needle. I don't think people really look kindly upon that. So, but anyway, that's it for your random news. Back to you, Betty.
Hi, Betty here. With all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John Dubose and many other fine shows we carry on Shyampa Radio. Be sure to visit Shyampa.org, that's Shyampa.org, for our complete broadcast schedule and much, 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 much more. And now, for Joe's weather and informative news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Well, thank you, Betty. And before we get to the news source by our very own Chip Skipper, edited by the On Crack Chicago news team led by Dick White, it's time for your Shyampa Chicago weather from our very own Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not lightly raining at 55 degrees. The dew point is 51, which gives us a wind chill of 51. The humidity is at 87%. Winds are howling out of the east at 14 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Well, tonight, alert, 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 a gusty butthole alert has been issued. Conditions will be rain, mainly before 11 p.m. A slight chance of drizzle after 3 a.m. Low around 42. Winds could gust out of your ass at 30 miles per hour. Ooh. Tuesday, alert. We have a continued butthole alert. A butthole alert in effect. A slight chance of drizzle, otherwise mostly cloudy, with the temperature falling to around 40 by 4 p.m. And Wednesday, buttholes finally calm down with partly sunny conditions and a high near 42. And that's your Chicago weather forecast. Okay, Anthony, press that flashing any key.
All right,
now it's even more fiber.
Lots of fiber going on here. I think I forgot to take my fiber. That might be a problem.
Don't you usually have an alarm for that?
Yeah, I think I dismissed it kind of willy-nilly earlier today. And
you know, that's the thing. Reminders are great if you're, you know.
Well, we might have to take some fiber during our commercial break.
Okay. So I might need to take a Tums.
You might need to take a Tums. I mean, today. Hey, Google. Google. Set
and
a timer.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we go.
No. No, you're broken. Hey, Google.
Don't you have one of those Echo devices?
No, I don't have an Echo device. Hey, Google. Fuck you. It wants me to enter my passcode. I guess it's been sitting off in the... Go do your news. We won't worry about what Google
does. Now, perhaps in an undercorrection, I don't hear anything in the background.
Are you getting anything yet?
No.
Getting anything yet?
No. Oh, there we go. All right. So, folks, Joe here.
We may have been missing background music for a while. It's okay.
Oh, yeah.
That happens sometimes.
Yeah, right? So, Joe here. Well, folks, maybe don't eat that stuffing. The supermarket chain stresses the apple and cranberry stuffing mix may be unfit for human consumption and apologizes to customers. Tesco is recalling a Christmas stuffing product because what do you think this product might contain, Anthony?
It might contain the fears and sins of little children. I don't know. Kind of struggled with that one, to be honest with you. I was going to say tires and broken bottles, but then I was saying hopes and fears of children, but I'm like, but the hopes and fears, I'd rather have fears and broken dreams. There we go. The fears and broken dreams of children. That's what it contains, my mistake.
Sadly, this apple and cranberry stuffing mix might just contain moths.
Ooh, moths.
The supermarket chain said the warning applied to Tesco Finest apple and cranberry stuffing mix, 130 grams, with
that's,
the best
that's
before
quite
end
finest,
date.
Isn't it?
Yes.
With the finest moths available.
We are recalling a single batch of Tesco Finest apple and cranberry stuffing mix due to the possible presence of moths, which makes the product unfit for human consumption.
All right, so I got a question here.
Yes.
So, and maybe you don't know. Maybe you do know. So this is like stuffing mix you make yourself.
Yes.
So like, do you like open the box and all these moths fly out, or you know, are
that's
there
a
like big chunks of moths that come out? I mean, if you don't see the moths, what difference does it make? It's protein. It doesn't matter. We're all gonna be eating insects in 10, 15 years anyway.
They might be visible, or they might even be moths that are not necessarily in the package. They're inside the box.
Ooh, they're floating around in the box. It's like, yeah. like a Cracker Jack. A stuffing with an added prize of a moth. Here, that yeah. ugly sweater Grandma gave you, well, don't worry no more. It's gone by next spring.
So in the warning issued to the Food Standards Agency, the retailer said anyone who had bought the affected stuffing should not consume this product.
Don't eat it.
Nope. Customers are advised to return the product to a branch of the supermarket where they will be giving a refund. No receipt is required. Tesco apologizes to our customers for any inconvenience caused, the statement added. Cranberry has become a staple of traditional Christmas dinners, having first become part as popular as part of Thanksgiving feasts in the U.S.
The what recall the fuck notice does that have to do with stuffing?
The recall notice included no explanation. The recall notice included no explanation as to how moths may have come to be present in the stuffing. But we'll keep you posted when we find out.
I say, eat the moths, get the extra protein. You got a pregame. You got a pregame for the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Get ready. Eat those moths. You do it, baby. You got this, baby.
I mean, well, they because moths seem different. You know, they seem fuzzy. Will they give you, like, fuzzy properties?
Probably not. I mean, at worst, they'll give you, like, diarrhea. Maybe make you throw up or something.
Well, moving along. Well, gotta serve and protect the donuts. Wait
we
a minute.
We like donuts.
That's an incorrect tagline for this current story.
Oh my goodness! Oh my god!
How about it's beginning to look a lot like Cringemas?
Yay, there we go.
So apparently a life hacktivist is being dragged online as a horrible person.
Uh-huh.
After promoting a controversial method of scoring a free Christmas tree in a popular TikTok video. Wow, this person by the name of Mai, of the Deuce duo Mason and Mai on TikTok, can be seen striding confidently through an unnamed store and picking up a boxed artificial tree from the shelves.
Uh-huh.
Before turning around and walking away, all to the tune of It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. The Australian pair, who post under the handle of @SavingForBoca, regularly share quirky and humorous tips and tricks for cheaper and better living. Everything from scoring free chips to telling if Chinese food is going to be bad. Well, for their latest hack, they described how she avoids paying for Christmas trees simply by buying and then returning her faux fur within the store's 30-day return policy. The majority of viewers were not impressed with Mai's tricky tree recycling program. "You are a horrible person," declared one critic, another wrote, "You're one of the reasons prices are so high." A third fumed, "Now you know why those who work retail have bad attitudes. Because of pieces of like you."
Pieces of shit like you! Just say it out loud, Joe. Pieces of shit like you.
I knew that audio graphic would come in handy. One armchair environmentalist of the influencer's idea, wasteful overconsumption, as most returned items aren't resold. Meanwhile, many thought Maya's video was a joke, given that most stores don't allow returns of on seasonal items, especially after the holiday. Most places don't allow these types of items to be returned after Christmas, said one commenter. Another wrote, "Most holiday stuff is final sale to begin with."
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. We got an emergency. Emergency. What's going on here?
But anyways, you know, Target offers a 90-day return policy with certain stipulations. So I guess you could employ Maya's complimentary tree tactic there, but you know, best to ask before buying, and, you know, don't do that. Just don't. It's just rude.
It is rude. It's very rude.
All right, let's move on.
Do you want to move on? We're almost at break. Yeah. Do you want to move on, or do you want to hold on for next week?
We can hold on for next week.
All right. We can do that then. All righty.
So Fiddles McGinty, folks, will be next week.
We'll do next
Merry week. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. It wasn't a Christmas story, was it?
It was.
Oh, it was. Well, then, no, we'll go do Fiddles McGinty. All right, we'll just run late. There you go.
Fiddles McGinty! Oh, no! Then they'll never believe in thee, me! Don't do it, my lad. Don't do it, I beg you, please.
Oh, my goodness.
Should your child know that Santa doesn't exist by now? Should you sit them down and have them talk? Or let them figure it out on their own? Psychologists in the U.S. have offered some insight. Psychologists have revealed that the average age that children stop believing in Santa and offered advice to parents who aren't sure when to break the news. Dr. Candace Mill, a psychologist at the University of Texas, led a study in which 48 children aged between 6 and 15 answered questions about how they discovered Father Christmas was not real and how it made them feel. Their parents also shared their perspectives and details of how they promoted Satan. I mean, Santa.
Satan!
Well, a second part of the study saw... While a second part of the study saw 383 adults reflect on their shift to finding the truth. The study revealed the average age children stopped believing in the bearded sleighing rider was 8.
8.
If parents want to avoid their children experiencing negative emotions upon discovering the truth about Satan, Santa... It might be useful to be aware that the average age a child becomes skeptical about Santa is roughly about age 7 or 8, the psychologist said. There is some evidence that children who are older when they discover the truth tend to be more likely to feel only negative emotions upon discovering it.
Well, yeah, because they're like, what? What? I'm like 22 and I just discovered Santa ain't real. God, yeah, I feel like an asshole for that. Yeah, no, I get
pretty,
it.
That's pretty messed up.
That's rough, you know. I didn't find out until I was 34.
Wow.
Wow.
Go on, Joe. I'm sorry.
So, parents may wonder which method is best. Should kids be let down gently with a chat? Or left to figure it out on their own? The study suggests that finding a middle ground may be the best way to avoid upset. Yes, about a third of children and half of adults reported some negative emotions upon discovering the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You can't. It's
especially
tough
when their parents have heavily promoted Santa's existence.
I know, right?
Adults who reported feeling only negative emotions tended to be older when they discovered the truth and learned it abruptly, the study found.
My goodness.
Wow. Well, that's a wrap on Joe's news source by the lovable Chip Skipper and his On Crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe. This segment was brought to you by Dollar Miscellaneous, where you can find anything from axes for your exes to zit cream for that special someone in your life. Happy holidays from Dollar Miscellaneous. We know you would rather shop somewhere else, but your socioeconomic status prevents you from doing so. For that, we want to say thank you. Your everyday needs are available exclusively at your local Dollar Miscellaneous store, where a dollar won't get you much without another dollar. Call us at 813-327-8566. Just call us. This week on This Way Out, building a jazz legacy with trans band leader Billy Tipton and Tipton's sax quartet, Alexandra AOC battles congressional transphobia. And in other news, the Euro court slams Poland's denial of queer couple rights. U.S. Supremes let state conversion therapy bans stand. Tasmanian activists criticize conversion therapy ban loopholes down under. Argentina's new right-wing president kills progressive ministries. And Russian cops. Hold on.
Woo, bless you.
And Russian cops continue queer bar raids while censors corral My Little Pony. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Cheyenne Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in 4 minutes after we pull all the garland Joe ate out through his butthole.
Woo-hoo!
And I still got to take my fiber. So we'll be back. Let me just find some buttons here. Jesus, I'm on the wrong screen. Hold on. Here we go. All right. Break A. I think this is
all right. Well, you go.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Flashback.
Here's big news. With Sears' great low prices every single day throughout the store, you'll find outstanding values like never before. Imagine an AT&T 465 memory telephone, now only $49.99. That's a great low price on a great AT&T phone with the features you want, like 32-number memory speed dialing, line and use indicator, and lighted dial buttons. So get to Sears for the AT&T 465 memory telephone, now at the fantastic price of only $49.99. Check it out at Sears, where you get your money's worth and a whole lot more.
Tonight, make dinner special.
Something exciting, something delighting, something to make it special. So have tonight, breakfast of bite, vegetable sight. So top with dinner, always a winner. So top delicious with all your dishes. They'll love it each and every bite. Make dinner time more special. So top tonight.
Stovetop stuffing.
It's happening all around the house, right about now.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I know my family, and when they'd like a snack, they'd like a Triscuit wafer.
Great with cheese.
Or with a dip.
Neat with jam. Or just by themselves. They really are good. Triscuit wafers, they're made from 100% natural whole wheat, and that's good too.
A Triscuit, baked only by Nabisco.
Piccolo Partuteries, Joe Wisdom is fiddling with my language circuits again. It's me, Betty, and you are listening to Cheyenne Radio.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know that the only continent with no active volcanoes is Australia? Did you know that elephants are the only mammal that can't jump? And did you know that a strawberry is the only fruit in which seeds grow on the outside? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more everyday facts you never knew.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
This is high blood pressure. Get back on your plan. Go to loweryourhbp.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Happy Holidays from WEED, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.
This is John DeBose, host of Headphone Meditations. You're listening to Chiampa Radio.
My butthole is dangling due to Roger intrusion error sequence. Basic command line terminated.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
All right, why don't you go ahead and cue one of those robotic things.
Welcome back.
Yep,
thank
that one.
Lord, it's today. Yay. Up next, we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first, go grab your favorite smoking devices, snack, and beverages, my fellow biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and crazy Florida news. Take it away, our lovable Anthony.
Thank you, Roger.
You're welcome, Joe. You're welcome, Anthony.
All right. Well, before we get started with our Florida news, it is time for your Cheyampa weather from Tampa Bay Forum, Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 72 degrees. The humidity is 84%. The dew point is 67 degrees. And the visibility is 10 miles.
10 miles?
10 miles. It's always 10 miles here in Florida. Tonight, Monday night, a 40% chance of showers, mainly before 10 tonight. Areas of fog after 1. I bet you won't be 10 miles then. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a low around 66. On Tuesday, we have a 20% chance of showers before 1 in the afternoon. Mostly cloudy with a high near 74. Tuesday night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 62. On Wednesday, we'll see a 20% chance of showers after 1 in the afternoon. Mostly cloudy with a high near 70. And then Wednesday night, we should expect a 30% chance of showers, mainly after 1 in the morning, and then mostly cloudy with a low around 61. And that's it for your Cheyampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for some crazy Florida news. All right, tonight, let me move this over here, get myself comfortable. Tonight, our first story of the night comes from Coach Hot Shorts in Yahoo News and tells us about outsourcing your product to China still makes it made in America. Ooh. A Florida company that brags on its Instagram page that it's America's most patriotic brand was a great American fraud, according to a Federal Trade Commission proposed order that posted last week. The FTC's proposed order against Exoto USA, which also does business as Old Southern Brass, prohibits them from making any false or misleading claims, including any about affiliation with or support of the U.S. military or veterans, and requires that $150,000 must be turned over to the FTC. In announcing the order, the FTC included some examples from the Old Southern Brass website. An October 25, 2022 post said that all the products are 100% American-made, and nothing says America like making products right here at home for America men and women alike. The FTC complaint charges that, despite such claims, many of the products were wholly imported from China or contained significant imported content. Aww. The FTC also said that Old Southern Brass claimed veterans operated it and sold bullets and casing used by the military, and 10% of its sales would go to military service charities. However, the FTC discovered that the company is not operated by a veteran. The products being sold are not used by the military, and that less than one half of 1% of sales went to veterans' charities, despite the company's claim that 10% of proceeds go to military charities. The website splash page has now been changed to say that the company is American-owned and all orders ship from the USA. God bless Florida.
10% anymore.
Right? God bless Florida, a sunny state for shady people. Gotta love that. All right.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw! My love, I should have put a compressor on my list for Christmas. Our second story of the night comes from Coach Hot Shorts again in Click Orlando and tells us about how not to steal an ambulance. In Columbia County Sheriff's Office press release, deputies said that first responders were helping someone who was experiencing an altered mental state after possibly taking drugs on Saturday night. While that was happening, a man identified as Stanley, 35, got into the ambulance and drove away from the scene. During the ensuing chase, the ambulance struck a curb and Stanley... Wait, Hold on. I have the perfect sound effect. There we go, yep. During the ensuing chase, the ambulance struck a curve and Stanley steered the ambulance into the entrance of the Sheriff's Office Operations Center. According to the Sheriff's Office, Stanley drove across the front lawn before stopping near the main entrance and was arrested soon thereafter. Stanley was taken into the hospital for further examination. Other than minor damages to the lawn, there was no damage to the Sheriff's Office property, deputies had said. Stanley faces charges of grand theft and fleeing from law enforcement. Isn't that lovely? All right.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy? So we'll go on next one, too.
Sexy.
It's a bit of a sexy story. It's something. It's definitely something. And another one. Coach Hot Shorts has provided pretty much all of our news stories tonight. because Coach Hot Shorts has time off and has apparently been scrolling a lot of Florida news and constantly sending them to us. So if you want to do the work for me, I'm okay with that. Our final and sexy Florida story of the night comes from Coach Hot Shorts and, again, the New York Post, and tells us about the travel habits of Floridians. While conducting a search warrant around 5:45 in the morning on November 21st, Martin County Sheriff's officers searched 27-year-old Aurelia's backpack. Inside, they found loose yellow pills in a bag stashed inside a pack of Newport cigarettes, crystal-like substances, and a blue vibrator. During the search, Aurelia begs the officers not to take her dildo. Officers wrote in the police report that she admitted that the backpack was hers, and she was aware of the contents inside. Wow. The pills were later identified as Valium, and the crystal substance was meth. Aurelia, who is on probation for a previous cocaine conviction, was booked into the Martin County Jail on two felony charges of possession of a controlled substance without a script. She is being held on $10,000 bond. Unfortunately, there is no word on what happened to the blue dildo. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Joe.
Well, you can thank the database that you're tuned into, Shyampa Radio. Come join fun. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. And you two can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots, and don't forget me and Roger too.
Yay!
Why don't you
hang out with idiots?
Our unique new studio experience. You can chat during our live broadcasts. Visit chiampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname in chat. But now, go grab your bongs and inhale biatches. In just a minute, your two lovable stoners are going to start conversing about this, or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
This next segment is being brought to you by the Palmer Office Chair Corporation, caring for the efficiencies and buttholers' needs everywhere.
That's very interesting to know. Thank you, Joe. It's glad to know.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
So, you know, last week, Anthony, our show title was going down like the Titanic on your Tinder date.
Yeah, right. That's definitely something.
So, you know, this week we had some interesting stories.
We did, didn't we?
I thought about, like, driving away with your 10% off purple dildo in the ambulance. Something along those lines. Driving off.
Hold on.
Hopping on your 10% dildo in the ambulance.
Navigating a stolen ambulance while clutching on 10% of your dildo.
All right, hold on. Say that one more time.
Navigating a stolen ambulance while clutching onto 10% of your dildo.
10% of your purple dildo.
It was blue.
Blue?
Blue.
Okay.
Or you just say dildo.
Okay.
It's quite long already. We'll see how the percent sign works in terms of the processing.
Let's do PCT.
There you go. That works great.
Navigating a stolen ambulance while clutching onto
10% of your dildo. See? That's just awesome.
Exclamation point. That needs an exclamation point.
It does, doesn't it?
So,
my smoking device? My smoking device is empty.
It is a Merry Christmas, folks. It's, you know, it's a Merry Christmas for however you want to celebrate it. You know, it could be with lots of family and friends.
Yeah.
It could be a friendsmas, where you spend it with friends. I know you and I, we kind of chatted on and off with audio and video. And
this is correct.
You know, so, you know, it's really, not everybody too needs like a shit ton of people around them.
No. Sometimes it's good to do a little gathering earlier and, you know, just enjoy the day off for the holiday. You know, that's always a nice thing. Sometimes, you know, just have that peace and quiet. Today was a very relaxing day. Got some things done and just kind of like, you know, we're rolling off Monday night. It was great because I had the day off. So, fuck it. That was awesome. So we're just rolling off a Monday,
if you're listening to this podcast 6 months from now, and you want to call in and let us know, you know, about your weird and wacky Christmas experiences because it's hot as fuck in July or whenever it is that you're listening, you know, give us a call at 813-327-8566.
Yeah.
That number will be alive as long as we can make it alive.
That's true. That's true. Should we keep the number after we move? So many decisions to make when we relocate.
Yeah.
It's all going to have to happen in the new year. Up close. So we can keep it for now.
Yeah.
We'll keep everything for now.
Well, you know, we'll have a transitionary period. You know, everything has a transition.
Yes, absolutely. Right? But, you know, it might not hurt to just keep Chiampa. You know, that's not necessarily a horrible...
And you can still do Florida news. It's not as if, though...
absolutely. I have every intention to. I've lived here almost 20 years of my life. I have every right to do Florida news.
Yeah. listen to that gong. So, Anthony, how is Christmas celebrated in a place where it's just warm? Do people get together and, you know, hang around the tree? What do they do?
I don't know. They get together, they drink, and have parties.
Really?
Yeah.
And they shoot off fireworks?
Oh, yeah, lots of fireworks.
Weren't you telling me that the other night?
Yes, lots of fireworks. Lots of fireworks.
Wow.
I ended up putting a white noise machine on both sides of the bed now.
How did that work?
So now I have it actually works out really well. As long as I have that same frequency, it works out great.
Is it literally a white noise box specifically designed for white noise, or is it...
It is a... It emits several different types of white and fan noises.
Oh...
Called electro fan.
I might need one of these.
Let me see if it's still something available.
I'm sure there's something available. There's always something available.
There is always something available. If I can find if I can find you the exact same model, it works out. Oh my god, it is right. It is still there. Oh my frickin' lord.
It's one of these things that is perhaps making brick and mortar places go away. Is that you can find these things online, and like,
this is true. You can.
Why ever bother going to a store down the street
when I can send you the link?
Send me a link.
I can send you the Amazon link, and I'm going to send this to you right now.
I say all of this because, you know, I guess these days for Christmas, for gift giving, it requires that.
How do I send you a chat and while we're chatting? Oh, I see. There you go. I sent you a linky. This thing works lovely. It works lovely.
I have to open this link in another browser because otherwise it gets all confused.
Oh, don't get confused. We don't want to get confused.
Yeah, no. But you know what I'm saying? You know, this is Christmas, and
I know
what
you're saying.
You want to be thoughtful for the person that you're getting the gift for. So, you know, now it becomes kind of you can just get anything online.
You can get anything online. You can even get shit in a box online. Shit in the box and then sell it online. It's great. It's fantastic.
Have you ever ordered from Alibaba?
No, I have not. I have shopped Alibaba, but I've not ordered from them before.
Is it those ugly lights?
Yeah, it is. I'm sorry. It has to happen.
They come on so quickly.
Some shows they come on quickly, some shows they take forever to happen. It all depends on your perspective. Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and I think Santa's in the back alley with the bag for me. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special little snowflake way.
Are you resorting back to the olden days of gathering your weed?
You don't know what's in that bag. It could be a bunch of blue dildos for all you know.
Anyway, we're glad you could join us tonight for the Joe and Anthony show.
Santa dildos. You can make your commute more commutable with a Santa dildo. And with weekday rush hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern and traffic with Topper starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Also be sure to catch classic reruns of Headphone Meditations on Saturday nights, classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekend, and hot dance mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday Tea Dance.
You know, since you're already tuned in, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in Chiampa Radio's Technic Q audio programming with extra added perpetual procedures!
Yay, now with more cock!
How do I do this with you? Do I do this, you ask? Well, it's easy. Just keep any one of your devices perpetually tuned in to Chiampa Radio. That's right. Maybe it's your fun and feisty purple dildo smart speaker with automatic thrust. Or maybe it's your titanium-plated Bluetooth-enabled Commodore with the day and last podcast recall. Wherever you are, whatever the situation may be, just point your favorite browser to chiampa.org.
Yeah.
Chiampa.org. Go there now for a complete listening experience. You can also get there, too, if you go to buttholers.com.
Trying to push that, huh? Visit buttholers.com for a unique experience unlike any other. Buttholers.com.
Well, sure it still works. Buttholers.
Is that with an butlers. H or a W?
An H. It's butt, BUTTHOLERS.com.
I see.
Made in America.
Made in America. It's better than spelling. I remember once.
Oh, no.
What happened?
It says not secure.
Oh, you're not secure, Joe. Well, we knew that. You got plenty of issues.
Why can't... What?
Oh, boy. Someone's got a meltdown going on.
We'll have to look into this.
I'll have to. Is your buttholers.com not secure? Is your butthole not secure?
Yes, it can't be reached.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. Don't go to buttholers.com. That's BUTTWHOLERS.com or BUTTHOLERS.com or something else. But thank you for tuning in tonight. Check out our blog at chiampa.org. If you're interested in recasting this monstrosity of craziness, contact us at playus@chiampa.org. Remember, folks, don't leave your American-made Chinese dildo in the ambulance after you drive it through a police station. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for This Way Out with a C for Christmas Cock.
Woohoo!
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with a knee.
This season is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast Streaming Technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa.
Radio.